Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Federal Subsistence Board has closed federal public lands to caribou hunting by all users in Units 11, 12, and 13 for 60 days. The closure stems from conservation concerns expressed by both the Alaska Department of Fish and Game as well as the Federal Subsistence Board. The closures in Units 11 and 12 extend from October 1st to November 29th of this year. The closure in Unit 13 extends from October 21st to December 19th. Emergency Wildlife Special Action 2306, submitted by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, requested these 60-day closures due to a dramatic decline in the Nelchina caribou herd population. Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Alaska Board of Game also submitted temporary actions requesting closure for the entire winter seasons that are still being processed. The board approved the special action based on the most recent population information, which indicates the Nelchina caribou herd is in serious decline with no harvestable surplus. The July 2023 estimate was 8,823 animals, a 50% reduction from the fall of 2022 estimate and well below the state management objective of 35,000 to 40,000 caribou. According to the Federal Subsistence Board, it is prudent that federal lands be closed in unison with the Alaska Department and Fish closure of the state Nelchina caribou hunts to protect the viability of the herd. Such a closure is consistent with the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act and is needed to assure the continued viability of the caribou herd in Nelchina and to provide for the continuation of subsistence uses of the caribou resource in the long term. Alaska State Troopers were engaged in a standoff with an armed gunman, which shut down the Seward Highway over the weekend. Here's Adriana Hernandez-Santana with more.
On Friday, September 29th, the Seward Highway was closed between Nash Road and Exit Glacier Road by law enforcement for approximately 1 hour due to a public safety concern. According to Alaska State Troopers, an individual was barricaded with a firearm near the highway. Troopers were able to get the individual to surrender without further incident while managing to ensure that nobody got hurt. Rumors speculated the individual to be an escaped inmate from Spring Creek Correctional Center. This rumor was later addressed by the Seward Police, and they were able to confirm that these rumors are false and that there is no further danger to the public. After the incident was resolved and the individual was taken into custody, the Seward Highway was reopened to the public. For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan independently released statements on Saturday after voting in favor of House Bill 5680, legislation that continues funding for the federal government for the next 47 days while renewing the expiring authorizations of key federal programs. Senator Murkowski stated that today sanity prevailed. At the last minute, Congress came together to avert an irresponsible shutdown that would have harmed thousands of Alaskans. Now the federal government will remain open, giving us more time to work on appropriations bills through the regular order process. Our military will continue to be paid, federal employees will continue to work, and no services will be interrupted during this period. Senator Sullivan said, "I supported this short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown and give the House and Senate another 45 days to negotiate a longer-term, more substantive funding agreement." The continuing resolution funds the federal government through November 17th. It also extends the expiring authorizations for critical agencies and programs, including the FAA, community health centers, and National Flood Insurance Program. To address recent disasters, it also provides an additional $16 billion to refill FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund, along with the authority to spend existing funds at an adequate rate to respond to ongoing needs. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.